Greetings to you, my brother, my sister, my friend. This is Harvey Petersheim coming to you with a daily inspiration. I want to thank you for tuning in to the daily inspiration today. I want to greet you in the name of Jesus, precious name that is above all other names. He who in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the only sovereign one, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who only has immortality. He's dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. Now we know that we can see him, we can know him, but the light where he dwelleth, we cannot see. We cannot see the Father. No man has seen God ever. But we can know Jesus. That's a blessing. Another scripture that talks about Jesus, it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." I was so encouraged with thinking about the different aspects here that are mentioned, those names that he shall be called. And I just want to take one of those and talk about that this morning. I think of Counselor. I'm going to go to Luke chapter 21, verse 8 through 15. Read that to you. We want to think, keep in mind how he shall be called a counselor and how he will counsel us. He will give us counsel. Let's start reading Luke chapter 21, verse 8. And he said, "Take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them, but when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then said he unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, and not to meditate before what you shall answer. For, because I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist." I've been blessed with that passage there. You know, there's many things going on in the world today. We don't know how long it will be until we too shall see persecution. But these words are words of Jesus. He was telling the disciples very clearly that they need not to meditate upon what they will say, because he will be there. He will give them words to say. He will counsel them. "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Ask, and it shall be given you. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given you." Isn't that precious? We need wisdom. He will give us wisdom. Another passage here in John chapter 16, verse 12, I've been very much blessed and encouraged with a few chapters there as well. He says, I have yet many things to say unto you. This is at the end of a discourse there. He would have had much more things to say to them. But he said, you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, but when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He will counsel you. My words put in there, paraphrased. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. Isn't that a blessing? The Spirit is here. The Spirit is here today. And he will show what he receives from Jesus. He will show us the truth. He will bring to remembrance the truth. He will show us the way. You know what else Jesus said? Here's a precious one too. He said that you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. If you do what I command you, you are my friends, he said. Henceforth, therefore, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Isn't that a blessing, my friends? As I was here meditating upon that, just, you know, thinking about Jesus, he was there, he's there, he's hearing and seeing things from the Father, and the Spirit also is seeing things from Jesus, and, you know, it's being made known unto us if we follow his commandments, for we are his friends. We are not just servants, but we are friends. Because a servant doesn't know what his master is up to, but a friend, he tells him. That's a blessing, I think. So with that, my friend, I think that's what I have for you today. Thank you for tuning in. May you have a very blessed and encouraged day in the Lord. So God bless you.